The clinic is a single wide building at the edge of town. The fluorescent lights buzz. The air smells like antiseptic and latex. You are Nabil, 34, a medical assistant here. Back in Syria, you were a surgeon, but your credentials do not count in this country. If you perform a procedure outside your scope, you could lose your job, trigger an immigration report, and be deported. The front door bangs open. Mira rushes in with her six-year-old daughter, Lena, limp in her arms. Lena's breathing is a thin, high wheeze. Her throat is swelling fast after a bee sting. Red blotches spread across her skin. Her lips are turning dusky. Brooke, the nurse on duty, fires an epinephrine auto-injector into Lena's thigh and starts bag-mast ventilation. With each squeeze, the bag feels stiffer. Lena's chest barely rises. Brooke glances at the clock, then at you. Airways closing. Dr. Chen is 20 minutes out. Her voice tightens. Nabil, you've done this before. Can you intubate? You can picture the tube sliding in, the oxygen finally moving. You can also picture the documentation, the questions, and the risk to everything you have built here. Mira hovers inches away, knuckles white, whispering Lena's name as the monitor chirps faster. Brooke has the laryngoscope tray open. The next few breaths might decide whether Lena makes it to Dr. Chen. What do you do?